The government has approved a Royal Commission into Abuse and Violence in the Disability Sector and is now appealing to all Australian states and territories to support it. Recommendations for a Royal Commission have been circulating as early as 2015, when a Victorian Senate inquiry into disability service providers discovered serious cases of neglect and exploitation occurring in the sector. National Disability Services and the Council for Disability Services Australia have supported the move for a commission, which they hope will transform the way the nation views and interacts with the disabled community. Kate Rafferty has the story.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison released a letter addressed to all Australian states and territories, calling them to support a joint royal commission into the disability sector. Scott Morrison has been under pressure by the Labor and Greens parties after waving through a proposal for a royal commission, but failing to initiate it in the same 24-hour turnover that was experienced with the Royal Commission into Aged Care. The delay has outraged Greens Senator for Western Australia, Jordan Steeljohn, who first put the proposal forward.
Well, I am absolutely furious. We are weeks on now from the time at which both Houses of Parliament came together and said, we need a Royal Commission. And the Prime Minister has had it within his power to act. That is what he must now do.
However, Acting CEO for National Disability Services David Moody says he is less concerned by the timing of the inquiry and more concerned by what will be discussed.
The NDS and its members would expect there to be a substantive conversation around the costs and prices associated with the delivery of disability services in this country and the assumptions which underpin them, including the assumptions around how much workers should be paid or could be paid. We would expect there to be a conversation around how we as a sector can best support people with high intensity and complex needs, people with particularly challenging behaviours, and to also take into account what has been happening under the National Disability Insurance Scheme since its rollout commencing in July of 2013.
The NDS leads a no-tolerance initiative against violence toward the disabled and says that abuse in the sector is systemic, disempowering disabled Australians. Patsy Frawley, Associate Professor of Disability and Inclusion at Deakin University, also works to end the neglect and abuse existing in the sector. Professor Frawley leads a research program in sexuality and intellectual disability and has heard countless testimonies given by disabled women of their experiences of sexual violence and assault.
Many women with an intellectual disability live independently in the community with their partners and families. But also for many, they may live in residential services or have their lives very much mediated by people in their lives, families, carers, service providers. And it's the kind of silencing that can happen through those gatekeepers around sexual abuse in particular that is really problematic. And it is right to say that women with an intellectual disability can find it much harder to disclose abuse that would be similar to the kind of same choices that other women would have.
As well as difficulties disclosing abuse, women with intellectual disabilities struggle with being believed. Professor Frawley again.
It's often around the questioning of a woman with an intellectual disability's capacity to know whether she's been abused, to understand what abuse is. However, research and, again, anecdotal evidence from women with an intellectual disability very clearly states that women with an intellectual disability, just like other women, will know and experience abuse. They will want to disclose and get assistance like anybody else. But the complexities can be around communication. They can be around particularly being believed and having their experiences validated.
In her research, Professor Frawley has found that the sharing of testimonies aids people in their recovery and may even encourage others to share their own.
We've been doing more story gatherings, so people with an intellectual disability telling their stories. So many people with an intellectual disability get to hear these stories, and then by way of hearing these stories, they then start sharing their own stories as well. The experience of being able to see your own experience in someone else's stories is really liberating. And it does often move people to disclosure. We don't see that as a problem. As I said, we see disclosure as a pathway to making choices about how you want to recover.
While the Royal Commission into the disability sector has been counted as a win for the disabled community, David Moody believes the real win will come when the disabled no longer feel afraid to trust those they interact with.
From NDS's point of view and that of our members, we would expect the Royal Commission to reaffirm the fact that everybody in our society, including, of course, people with disability, have the right to live free of the fear of abuse or neglect or violence.
David Moody, the acting CEO for the National Disability Services, ending that report by Kate Rafferty.